Hare Krishna, today's class is given by Har Grace Sayanti Devi Mataji. Mataji, are you there? Hare Krishna, Savitri Mataji. Mataji is... Yes. Mataji, please accept my humble apologies. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada and Guru Mataji. Thank you so much for your association in the call, Mataji. We are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhakti Lila, 24th chapter, 314 onwards. Mataji, please take over the call, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 24, Madhya Lila. Om Ajnana Tirandhasya Jnanam Yanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manohishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sma Padantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sardajatam Sahavana Raghunatham Vitam Tamsajivam Satvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahavana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Saptakanchana Gaurangi Siradhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kipa Sindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravatta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 24, starting from the verse number 314. Artho shune shanatano bishmito hoya, stuti kare mahaprabhuro charani dhoriya. After hearing all the explanations of all the different meanings of the Atmarama verse, Sanatana Goswami was struck with wonder. He fell down at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to offer prayers. So this chapter is really very, very extraordinary and amazing chapter because we heard 61 explanations of one single verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. As we know, he is a very scholarly person, Pandit, very learned in Sanskrit, in Parsi, in other languages, as well as very advanced, pure, exalted devotee of Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, combination of two things, brilliance and ingenuity and intelligence, and as well as deep devotion, made him completely eligible person to hear from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the explanation of a very famous verse. As we know, Sanatana Goswami very humbly requested Mahaprabhu to explain different meanings of that Atmarama verse. And Mahaprabhu very happily explained that. We heard amazing, just beyond our any comprehension. Yeah? Those many types of explanation can be given for a single verse. So, because soon we are going to understand, this is Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Krishna Tulya, completely transcendental and supremely powerful, almighty, another form of Krishna, Krishna Tulya. So all the qualities of Krishna are also there in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the verses we may not understand properly, all those different meanings, some different perspective. But for a tiny soul like me and us, one verse can give us unlimited realization if we are properly connected in devotional service. Every time we can have more wonderful, blissful realization from the same single verse, like Bhagavad Gita. I'm sure every one of us has some experience about Bhagavad Gita's chamatkar, wonder, right? That same verse can give us totally more elevated, advanced, higher, amazing, realization than before. Every reading, each reading is a new kind. Sorry, I'm so sorry, I have cold. Srimad Bhagavatam is the same. Single verse can give us unlimited realization. If the soul is properly situated in its own glory, Srimad Bhagavatam awakens the soul in such a way that we realize our relationship with Krishna most profoundly. Of course, there's no limit of our realization. It can go on to the eternity. Such is Krishna, such is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam is also all-pervading, as Krishna is all-pervading. In every universe, Krishna's glory is through Srimad Bhagavatam is going on. So, in this present verse, we are hearing the confession of Sanatana Goswami. He was so struck with wonder. So do we also, right? We are also very much just struck with wonder. It's simply wonderful. Mahaprabhu is the knower of Bhagavatam. So he could only give us the realization in so many ways, or explanations. We are going to hear some of the things. How it is possible to have this experience Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna. So in the next verse, from the next verse we are going to hear Mahaprabhu's glories, and then from the lips of Mahaprabhu we are going to hear the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. And these two things are very important for us to establish proper faith, the firm faith, immovable faith in Srimad Bhagavatam is important for our spiritual progress, because that is our the Srimad Bhagavatam is the scriptures. On the basis of that, we understand all the truths, right? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also says, right? Aradhya Bhagavan Brajeshatane Taddhama Vrindavana. So Mahaprabhu and Srimad Bhagavatam are none different. Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam is none different. Are none different. Krishna Tulya. It is for our benefit that we should regularly study Srimad Bhagavatam as well as Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then we understand fully. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world to give us the Achintya Veda Vetattva and the foundation or central point of Srimad Bhagavatam is also the same. Sri Achintya Veda Vet philosophy given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Through that philosophy we understand the whole Srimad Bhagavatam very well, very clearly, perfectly, as well as we understand the whole tattva, Krishna tattva, jiva tattva, sambandha tattva, avida tattva, prayojan tattva, everything very clearly. Particularly in this Madhya Leela, we are hearing, means in few chapters, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, you know, these chapters are dedicated on the sambandha, tattva, avideya and prayojana, right? Mahaprabhu's teachings to Sanatana Goswami begin at that, right? Vaishnava philosophy is based on three principles, right? According to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sambandha tattva, the principle of relationship with Krishna. And who is the sambandha? Krishna. Krishna is the center. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Parivarsha Sutra, we know Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the center, mean everything has got relation with Krishna. The cosmos, the living beings, everything are connected. Everything is connected with Krishna. Nothing is unconnected from Krishna. So sambandha tattva is very, very important. We heard in details. As soon as the sambandha tattva is established in the heart, we can proceed for the next principle, avideya tattva. Activities on the basis of our relationship with the Supreme Lord. And see everything with a proper vision, proper perception, understanding. Because everything is related to Krishna, then ultimately everything is spiritual. If to become a pure devotee of Krishna, what is important? One single most item is important. That is our perception. It's not the technique. Generally we think, I should find out some proper know-how, technique or technology. By realizing that, I can become a pure devotee and can be reinstated in my original position. Sometimes also we find it is so difficult. The main point is, what is needed here? The perception, as we are hearing the philosophy, our perception must be also changed, must change accordingly. I'm a spiritual being. My relationship with Krishna is spiritual. And and the cosmic manifestation and everything is nothing but Krishna's energy. So everything is connected with Krishna. When we see the connection, that is the meaning of that we are in yoga. Yoga means connection. Yoga means connection. So we must perceive connection, connection with Krishna. We must perceive the connection between Krishna and everything. Then we are situated in the transcendence, not in the material energy. When one is situated in the transcendence, he is in the spiritual world, because he is outside of the touch of material energy. Krishna, so Mahaprabhu spoke that, and then Prayojan Tattva, he said, the love is the ultimate goal. Bhakti is avideya, prema is goal or prayojana. Bhakti turns into prema. It is not two different things. Bhakti is of three kinds. Bhakti, bhava bhakti, prema bhakti, right? So bhava bhakti means when one realizes, experiences the presence of love in the soul, and the inclination to love everyone, inclination to love Krishna is there, that is bhava bhakti, prior to prema bhakti. And prema bhakti is when one is totally in love with Krishna. He cannot spend even one moment without loving Krishna. And spontaneous love means he is spontaneously attracted to the service of Krishna. He loves to serve. That craving, that passion, that that blazing desire, or blazing fire of desire to serve Krishna is always there. Love. That loving tendency, the presence of the full-grown love in the heart, presence of full-grown love in the heart cannot give us any peace unless one is fully engaged in loving devotional service. That is prema bhakti. After that, Mahaprabhu spoke so many wonderful explanation of Atmarama Bhavas on the request of Sanatana Goswami, because Mahaprabhu said that this verse, and each verse, this verse especially, says that ultimately Krishna bhakti is everything. Whether one is Atmarama, one is Munaya or Nirgrantha, it doesn't matter. Everybody is engaged in, ultimately, in the service of the Lord. And that is the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam, or essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, bhakti. Navavida Bhakti is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. So in one chapter, we heard so many wonderful explanations of Atmarama verse, and ultimately we understand that is the natural function of Atma. Ultimately we understood from Mahaprabhu that 61st meaning of verse, that Atma is Kshetrajna, and Atma's natural function is to be engaged in the loving service of the Lord. That is the meaning. A soul cannot avoid it. So he was very struck with wonder, because that is the ultimate thing. It is not that someone has imposed on me to serve Krishna. It is not that. It is my duty. The word duty is also not palatable. Duty means I don't want to do it, but still I'm forced to do it. It is not. It's natural characteristic, natural inclination of the soul, function of the soul is to love Krishna. So, along with Sanatana Goswami, we are also very struck with wonder. We must understand that one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam can give us unlimited realization if we are situated in the pure consciousness. Now, next verse is about Sanatana Goswami started to glorify. Means glorification begins because, or prayer. Prayer begins because Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself has come to this world to establish Achinti Vedavetattva and to give Krishna consciousness to the whole world. He gave us the wonderful message about Krishna and who is Krishna, Supreme Lord and Master, Absolute Truth. Everyone has relationship with Krishna. So this important truth or ultimate truth should be known by the whole world. Mahaprabhu came for that purpose. And he empowered his fortunate disciples to spread the same message throughout the world. Especially he empowered the six Goswamis. Sanatana Goswami was one of them. So now Sanatana Goswami started his prayer. Sakshat Ishvara Tumi Brajendra Nandano Tomaro Nishvashi Sarbo Bidu Pravartano. Sanatana Goswami said, my dear Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda. All the Vedic literatures are vibrated through your breathing. As we know that Krishna gave us wonderful instructions in the form of Bhagavad Gita. So Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna, also gave us wonderful instructions on devotional service. Explain more how to take shelter of Krishna, how to perform our eternal function, be engaged in our eternal functions more. His instructions are throughout this Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's why it is so important for us to read. And Pramanam is Srimad Bhagavatam. Reference, evidence from Vedic literature is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the foundation of our spiritual life. So, instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and other Goswamis we receive are the same as Sri Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita, only more elaborately given so we can take up the essential points. So, Sanatana Goswami, correctly speaking, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. You are Lord and Master, and we are your subservient servants. You are the son of Maharaj Nanda. All the Vedic literatures are vibrated through your breathing. As we know, in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna said, right, to Arjuna, right? Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mattah mritir jnanam apohanam cha. Vedaischa sarveir aham eva vidyo vedanta krit Nirvidirochaham. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. And he gave us the Vedas, actually. So, some other Shruti, Upanishad, they are also saying, from the breathing of Krishna, the Vedas came. And Krishna is the source of everything. The Vedas, Vedic knowledge and knowledge about Krishna, the creation, everything come from Krishna. Everything has come from Krishna. As we know, Krishna first initiated the Gayatri to Brahma and he instructed Brahmaji to create, right? And he impregnated Brahmaji with the Vedic knowledge. So he first gave the four core verses of Srimad Bhagavatam to Brahmaji. From Brahma, Brahma gave that Srimad Bhagavatam to his son Narad Muni. He explained further, and Narad Muni gave it to Vyasadev. Vyasadev explained further to Shukadev. Shukadev explained more elaborately. In this way, we got the Srimad Bhagavatam. Also, Krishna gave the Vedic knowledge to Brahmaji in his heart. Tene ide Brahma Adi Kavai. Krishna manifests the knowledge of Veda in the heart of Krishna, Brahma. So Brahma, from Brahma, the Vedic knowledge came. So Krishna is the source. Krishna gave us. From his breathing, there's no difference between Krishna's breathing and Krishna speaking. No difference. So all Vedic literatures are vibrated through your breathing. And also we know Vyasadev is the literary incarnation of Krishna. So Sanatana Goswami says, you know only everything properly. We jivas do not. But when we explain, then we understand. Because he was the supreme teacher also. See, in Kali Yuga is so fallen, it is extremely difficult or impossible to find a perfect teacher, guru. Because everybody is fallen here in this age. So Krishna himself appeared as guru. And he accepted the role of a devotee, his own devotee, to teach us the Vedic, how to accept Vedic literature and follow the process and achieve the ultimate goal of life in this life. So, otherwise, on our own, it is impossible to study the whole Vedas and understand the essence of the whole Vedas. It is very difficult, very confusing too. So, all the explanations given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are easily understandable by the general population. For example, the explanation of Vedanta Sutra given by so many acharyas are not always comprehensible. Of course, Mayavadi explanation, that is Shankaracharya's explanation, is verbatim. Mayavadi Bhashya Sunile Hai Sarvanasha on Vedanta Sutra. Verbatim. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And Vyasadeva is the person who gave us the Vedanta Sutra. Also, he gave us the explanations or commentaries on Vedanta Sutra. Still, we would not be able to understand on the, you know, the exact explanations of Vedanta Sutra. When Mahaprabhu explained to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, and now again we are going to hear about his explanations to Mayavadi Sannyasis on the Vedanta Sutra, then we understand very wonderfully. And we must try to realize his point of view. Because the knowledge purifies our material designations, contaminations, material identity. Whatever knowledge has been given to us by Krishna through the light of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we must try to understand. And Srimad Bhagavatam, again, through the view point of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we must understand. Mahaprabhu explained very wonderfully on Vedanta Sutra. We must try to understand as much as possible, because transcendental knowledge burns away our false ego, material designations, material identity. What Krishna also said in Bhagavad Gita, right? Yathaid dhamsi samiddho bhasmasat kurute arjuna jnanagni sarvakarmanam bhasmasat kurute tatha. Jnanagni, the fire of knowledge, burns away sarvakarmanam, all our karma, karmic reactions, which is being generated because of the presence of false ego, false identity, and designations, not understanding the real identity, the spiritual identity, not realizing. That is the cause, root cause of our karma. So Gyan Agni burns everything into ashes. Prabhupada writes in the purport, once the fire of transcendental knowledge is, kindled, our karmic reactions become more and more burnt. That means our false ego, false identity, designations, all burns. So knowledge is very important. Transcendental knowledge, not just hear and keep it unused, we must use. Like if we use the fire, then it will burn. If we don't light up the fire, it will not burn. Suppose I have woods, I have matchbox and everything, but I have not lighted the fire. Ignited the fire. How can I use the fire for anything? So in the heart, the fire of knowledge, transcendental knowledge, must keep up burning, it means blazing. So our false ego, our designations, false identity, the sense of false identity, everything will be burnt. So the real identity, the sense of real spiritual identity can be awakened. And Mahaprabhu is doing the same thing first, giving us the knowledge, giving us the sambandha jnana, jiveshwarupahai krishnesh nitya dash. That sense of identity must be established in the heart. And only identity. other things are just happening in the dream. It's not our true identity. Whatever we are thinking in this world as I am this, I am that. So therefore, it is important. Whatever Mahaprabhu is speaking, we must hear very attentively, very, very attentively, for our own benefit. So Sanatana Goswami is offering prayers. Same way, we also should offer the prayers. And he said in 316, Tumi Bhakta Bhagavatiro, Tumi Bhakta Bhagavatiro, Tumi Jano Artho, Toma Bina Onno, Janite Nahiko Samortho. My dear Lord, you are the original speaker of the Bhagavatam. You therefore know its real import. But for you, no one can understand the confidential meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Following this statement by Srila Sanatana Goswami, we have written our introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, pages 1 to 41, and it is very wonderful. Everybody should read that, those introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada wrote so elaborately. Prabhupada was thinking, you know, he would not get chance to write or finish Srimad Bhagavatam. I would not get chance to give everything in later cantos. So he gave everything in the introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam. He was not thinking that he would be able to write so many books. So whatever he wanted to say, he said all in the introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam. And when he was writing in the first verse of the first canto, first verse, he gave us more, the same point. He thought, let me give everything in first verse. It is so wonderful. The whole world cannot repay the debt that we all have to Srila Prabhupada. Not even in one life, not even millions of lifetimes. Because his writings, his purports, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, his writings, his explanations, purports, has the power to awaken our natural love for Krishna in this lifetime, to awaken our true identity, spiritual identity, and thus purports have the power to engage us in pure devotional service. What else do we need? Srila Prabhupada's purports are serving same purpose as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's speaking. His purpose was, the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's purpose was to awaken our spiritual transcendental identity and to engage the pure soul in the pure loving transcendental service of Krishna. That is the ultimate goal. Nothing is beyond that. When a soul, a pure soul, is situated in its glories, means in the pure devotional service of the Supreme Lord, that means that soul is already in the spiritual world. So Srila Prabhupada's purports are so powerful that keeps us sending to the spiritual world. And will go on forever. at least 10,000 we say, but it cannot be destroyed. People think, oh, Srila Prabhupada's purpose should be destroyed. No. Transcendental substance cannot be destroyed. Srimad Bhagavatam also never would be destroyed. Because Krishna is the protector of dharma and Srimad Bhagavatam, because, you know, later verses are coming about that point. When Krishna left this planet, now where the dharma has taken shelter? The answer is, dharma has taken shelter in Srimad Bhagavatam, because Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna. Just like we are taking shelter of Krishna, means we are taking shelter of Krishna's teachings, Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. As we know, the cosmic manifestation will be destroyed, annihilated. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam also will be destroyed? No. Srila Prabhupada's purports will be destroyed? No. It is transcendental. Vedic knowledge will be destroyed? No. Transcendence cannot be destroyed. We cannot measure our good fortune in any way, because we are already in our right place, in the right place at the right time. Nothing can be better position or better place, better time, nothing. There's nothing to gain in this world anymore beyond this. Teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, teachings of Krishna, nothing beyond, nothing is beyond to achieve. Srimad Bhagavatam is everything. When a jiva takes full shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, his life is secured. The proof is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sorry, Srila Prabhupada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directed us to take shelter of Sri Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada proved that. He went to the Western world by carrying first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The third canto, maybe. But, you know, a few, not all cantos explained properly, but Bhagavatam was within him. He was the personification of Bhagavatam, embodiment of Bhagavatam, you can say, in one way. He was empowered by Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam protected Srila Prabhupada, maintained Srila Prabhupada, because we are going to understand from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is Krishna Tulya. As Krishna is maintaining us, Krishna is protecting us, like a loving father, loving mother. So the Bhagavatam also does the same thing. Who takes the shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam? That's the point. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was praised by Sanatan Goswami, glorified by Sanatan Goswami. He said, "My dear Lord, you are the original speaker of the Bhagavatam. From you, the Bhagavatam came. Source is you. You spoke. You therefore know its real import. It's a fact. But for you, no one can understand the confidential meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam." Confidential meaning is now out. What is that? To engage in the loving devotional service. That's the point. Mahaprabhu is pointing out that Srimad Bhagavatam says to engage, to remain engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. That's the point. And Mahaprabhu says, don't glorify me. Glorify Sri Srimad Bhagavatam. See, Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam are same. So sometimes I try to say Srimad Bhagavatam, I say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I try to say Chaitanya Charitamrita, I say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's the same personality. No difference. So by hearing that from Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu says, 317, Prabhu kahe kene karo amaro stavano, bhagavatiro sarupu keno kene na karo vicharano. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, why are you glorifying me personally? You should understand the transcendental position of Sri Srimad Bhagavatam. Why don't you consider this important point? This is the thing. We must understand the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Take full shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam means every shloka can awaken my relationship with Krishna. Every shloka can engage me, the soul, in a loving devotional service to Lord. Every shloka is capable to take me back to the original position in the spiritual world. That vishwas, that deep faith we must have. So this is the point he says in 318, Krishna Tullo Bhagavata. Bibhu sarvashraya prati shloke prati akkhare nana arthakaya. Srimad Bhagavatam is as great as Krishna, but Supreme Lord and shelter of everything. In each and every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, in each and every syllable, there are various meanings. We may wonder, we are not experiencing this. Yes, we are not experiencing this right now. That doesn't mean that it is not like that. Unlimited, transcendental qualities, exactly like Krishna. Krishna Tulya, as Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha, so Srimad Bhagavatam is also Sachidananda Vigraha. Krishna is full of six opulences, so Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of six opulences. Krishna's qualities are also Srimad Bhagavatam qualities are same. Supreme, powerful. He is the shelter, he is the master, he is the Lord and master of all living beings and everyone. Sarvashraya. Mahaprabhu speaking, Krishna Tulya Bhagavata. So Srimad Bhagavatam is identical with Krishna. Not less than Krishna. This is Krishna. In this Kali Yuga right now, because, you know, other verses, you know, next verses, later verses will speak about it. I'm not going to read those. That the sages ask this question. As Krishna has returned to his own abode, and now Dharma has taken shelter of who? Where is Dharma is now, or Dharma is now under whose shelter? Dharma swayam, Dharma is under the shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarvashraya, like Krishna is Sarvashraya, the origin of everything, or that which controls everything, or Ashraya, shelter of everything. So Bhagavatam also same. Bibhu and Supreme. Supreme power is there. Unlimited power is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Many times, we see some how can you say, some information that one is in such and such kind of trouble, read such and such chapters or canto of Srimad Bhagavatam to become released from this trouble. Or if someone is desiring something to fulfill, read this chapter, that chapter. This way we get some information. Means it is not right approach for Srimad Bhagavatam. We cannot use Srimad Bhagavatam for our own personal selfish cause. Just like we cannot use Krishna for our own personal profit, advantage. Sakam bhakta. No. That means Krishna is savior, bhukta, Bhagavan, and I am servant. I am sevak. I am bhogya. I am amsha. And I am using Bibhu to fulfill my own desires. What is this? What kind of mentality is this? You go to Krishna, you go to God, pray for this, pray for that. Why? So we are trying to make Krishna our servant. I may request Krishna very beautifully, oh Krishna, please, 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 please do that, do this for me. When I forget my own identity, my own natural function, that means my natural inclination function has not been awakened yet. Like sugar is always sweet, gives the sweetness to others. So a servant always serves Krishna, doesn't desire anything from Krishna. When you try to use Krishna, that means we are making Krishna our servant. So similarly, Bhagavatam part or studies for fulfilling my material desires or any desires, anything. That means I'm using Bhagavatam for my service, own service. It is very, very dangerous. And Prabhupada said many, many times, you know, about the professional readers to earn money, you know. People earn money by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Mm-hmm. Just like people earn money by showing the deities. Mm-hmm. Many places they open the temple. So people will come, some give some donations, and that is our steady income for my own livelihood. No service attitude. Because they do not have any faith in the Supreme. If I am engaged in the service of the Supreme, Krishna, definitely Krishna will take care of me. And definitely Krishna will protect me. Avashya, Rakhive Krishna, Vishwasupalan. Krishna will take care of me, provided I am always in the service. He has full right over me. He can kill me, he can protect me, whatever he wants. But I am his servant birth after birth. He is my Lord birth after birth. They are so faithful to Krishna. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is Bibhu, supremely almighty, powerful. Can protect, can maintain, can give us the opportunity to go back to Godhead, can give us the service to Sri Krishna, everything. Sarva ashraya, shelter. Prati shloke, in every verse, prati akkhare, in every syllable, nana artha koi. In Nana Artho, there are varieties of imports in every syllable, in every verse, can be realized progressively as we are, you know, as we are elevating or making progress in our spiritual life. So every morning, Srila Prabhupada says, we should study Srimad Bhagavatam, and it is so, so wonderful. Once a soul, a fortunate soul, realizes this point from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Krishna Tulya Bhagavata, Vibhu Sarvashraya, then who can neglect? Who will neglect reading Srimad Bhagavatam? Who will? We will not neglect. We will never neglect studying of Srimad Bhagavatam if we realize that Krishna Tulya Srimad Bhagavatam, that Krishna Purna Bhagavan, Purna Shaktiman, Vibhu, same, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, same this Srimad Bhagavatam. We should not have any doubts. Actually, devotees, I see, hours after hours they serve, they render service to Srimad Bhagavatam, means they go on studying. The more we study Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna becomes happy by our service, with a service attitude, of course. As I see many devotees here, every day Srimad Bhagavatam, they read hours as well as Chaitanya Charitamrita, because both simultaneously we must do service. Service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Nam Sankirtan, and reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, we understand his teachings very, very wonderfully. And when we get the favor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we easily get the favor of Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam. Through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we get the mercy of Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Krishna. So simultaneously, a fortunate soul goes on serving Mahaprabhu by reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita hours after hours, and also Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, serving. So Abhideya means a life of service to Krishna. Abhideya means to life of service to Srimad Bhagavatam. Abhideya means to life of service to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, a fortunate soul spends his time so wonderfully by remain immersed in the ocean of devotion, ocean of bliss. Bhakti means ocean of bliss. By Mahaprabhu's instruction, we understand how to drown ourselves in that ocean of bliss. All right? So thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to this class. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Sarasvati Mataji. Thank you so much for a beautiful class. And yes. Thanks Hare for Krishna. The importance of reading both Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam. Thank you very much, Mataji. Anyone has any questions or comments? Please go.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Aiti Savitri Devi Dasi Koti Koti Dandat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. So nicely you narrating every time Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Mataji. And you explained very nicely that we have to read 1 hour, at least 20 minutes of Shri Bhagavatam and Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Mataji, we don't have that taste. But when we hear from senior Vaishnava, we can hear 2 hours, 3 hours. But when we read, after 20, 25 minutes, mind is going here and there. That much fallen we are, Mataji. So pray for us that at least we can read 20 minutes every day.
Yes, that's a good point. See, as we start our devotional service, it's like progressively we increase our devotional service, isn't it? In the beginning, we may not do it for a prolonged time, but later, it becomes our main business. Other things, okay, whatever is needed to keep the body and soul together, that's it. Because you are now immersed in the ocean of bliss. Who wants to get out of that bliss? Who? When you get the taste, who wants to get leave that taste behind? It takes time. We must have patience and we must have determination and enthusiasm. Right? Yes, we may hear 1 hour, 2 hours from elevated souls. Very good. But also we must do self-study. Self-study is very, very important. I see it is very beneficial. You get the time to be with Krishna. Just be together. When we read alone, means when I read myself alone, that CC or Bhagavat or Gita, what do we experience? We experience I'm with Krishna and Krishna is with me. Immediately the feeling comes, I'm Krishna's and Krishna is mine. Relationship grows. Relationship becomes strong. 101 relationship. So self-study is very beneficial. We must try to find some nice time to read yourself, myself, oneself, read alone Srimad Bhagavatam, so you can develop relationship with Srimad Bhagavatam, you can develop relationship with Gita, or you can develop relationship with Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is the way. First day maybe 10 minutes, second day 20 minutes, like that. And later, yes, you will see that...
Yes, Mataji, we try at least 15 minutes every day with my two daughters. That much I can promise.
No, promising, it's not like promising. It's like according to your hunger, you eat. Your hunger grows, you eat more, that's the thing. You know, you will find later, 15 minutes is nothing for this sweet relationship. I must invest myself more and more into this relationship. My relationship with Krishna is so sweet, nectarian. Why should I see my clock? Only 15 over. Oh, Krishna, bye. 15 minutes is over. No, it's not. You cannot say bye to Krishna. How can you say?
Sorry, Mataji. But what in our case, we will read 1 day, 1 hour, 1.5 hours. Very enthusiastic. Next day, maybe 1 hour. Next day, 45 minutes. But not continuously, that mood is coming, Mataji.
Will come. Because it's not a book. See, Krishna Tulya. When I realize this is Krishna, how can you leave behind? You'll carry him, Krishna, everywhere. Without Bhagavatam, how can I live your life? Krishna Tulya. How can I live without Gita? It's Krishna Tulya. The holy name, bead bag. This is our wealth. Krishna. Bead bag itself is the temple, isn't it? The holy name is established inside, right? Whenever you don't chant, even you touch the bead bag, beads in the bead bag, you are connected with Krishna. When you touch the Srimad Bhagavatam, you are connected with Krishna. So gradually you develop the relationship. It takes time. It's not dry, impersonal, just indifferent kind of relationship. No. It's very personal relationship. Just like all of you and me, see, you never saw each other, but through the year, we have developed the relationship. So through reading, we get the relationship, develop the relationship with Krishna. By hearing, we develop the relationship with Krishna. See, I'm in India, Mayapur, and you are so there, but still we are connected. How? And we have relationship, of course, by just hearing each other, isn't it?
If yes, Mother.
Yeah, if you come to Mayapur, if I see you, I'll be so, so happy. So seeing is not all in all. See, hearing is so powerful. By hearing your voice, by hearing each other, we develop nice relationship. Similarly, by reading, we develop relationship. By touching Srimad Bhagavatam, you understand I'm touching Krishna's lotus feet. Relationship. Just like you have relationship with your bead bag, beads. Like that. And deities. Like that. Gradually it happens. Gradually, progressively, we, you know, move forward. The temple of bhakti. All right.
Yes, Mataji, koti koti dandavat pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai.
Dandavat, koti koti dandavat. To you too. Jai, Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you. Mataji, pray for us. Mataji. Mataji, pray for us that next year in Kartik month qualified to come in Mayapur Dham.
Oh, Jai, so wonderful, sure. I'm praying for everyone. Everybody please come. And I'm also praying for myself. I should live that long, so greet you, so I can meet with all of you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Oh, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam.
Jai. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I wanted to find out, since you are there, you might know, how about Madhavi Mataji?
Madhavi Mataji is not in Mayapur, she is in Kolkata.
Oh, really?
I never saw her. For a couple of years I didn't see. A few years back, we went to Kolkata to meet her. That time we met her.
Yeah, when we were there, Mayapur, we thought I haven't seen. So then I thought that maybe in Kolkata. So we went to Kolkata to see her. But she was in Mayapur and we didn't know that. So we didn't.
But rarely she comes. But as long as we are in Mayapur, it is almost 1 year. Never saw her. She's quite old now. She's quite old.
Yes, yeah, very old, and then she cannot walk by herself or move. Somebody
right.
Had to walk like that. That's
right.
How I saw her. So, okay. How is it? Looks like it sounds like you have cold.
Cold. Something. Yeah. You know, everywhere it is really cold, no heating, nothing. So it's for, you know, it's like being adjusted in this. And days are, you know, the sky is always overcast with clouds, no sunlight. It's very unusual.
Yes.
Very unusual. Very means I'm feeling cold, but big festivals are going on. People are so much enthusiastically, in, you know, participating in this Gita Mela. Hours after hours, kirtan, big things are going on. I'm not able to go there. What to do? Actually, I came in contact with other person, means devotees, you know, who have had the cold, but immediately got the cold. But by, you know, coming in contact with the persons, it is happening all the time like that. Otherwise, I was okay.
Hope you feel better.
All right.
I am hoping to come this year. I mean, when October.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Very nice, wonderful class.
Thank you.
The nature and giving us enthusiasm to practice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Madhuri, I was just curious, so you live in Mayapur within the temple campus or outside, Madhuri?
Campus.
Wow.
The campus.
Oh.
In the housing area.
Oh, so there's arrangement for long-term stay there, Madhuri?
Yeah, this is our apartment, yes. We had purchased an apartment, Krishna's arrangement.
Oh, even within the
Yes, it is, I can send you something, you know, it is opposite of the COBP.
Oh, okay.
And also opposite of the, you know, Srila Prabhupada Samadhi Mandir. The Griyasthas housing areas are there.
Yeah, on the left, right, when you go on the left from Samadhi.
Yes.
That's where, like, Kalasudha's mom and dad also live, right? Is that where you're saying?
I don't know where they live. We are in the, actually, I don't know many people. The where I'm living, we are living is most of the, you know, foreigners live, this area.
Okay.
And, yeah, a few here and there. And I don't know much, many devotees yet. Because so big, so everybody is busy. It's a really, really big thing. My service, classes, other things. Maybe someday I will, you know, have the darshan and I will understand about their, you know, introduction. I'll have their introduction somewhere, sometime.
Martin, you have said services in the dham. Like, do they assign you, or how do you how do you go about that? I mean, for a permanent somebody.
Yes. Everyone has got some devotee, and there are so many service opportunities, but I cannot take up all, but a little service I do. That is in sewing department, stitching department. Deities related with the deity dresses. Like Gopashtami time, Gopashtami dresses, we all, group of devotees, did that. Wonderful Gopashtami dress. They offered Ashtashati, Radhamadha, like one. Also other things related to that, but there's lots of service, lots of symptoms in the kitchen. It's like that, not fixed up. Festival times, always we go and do other service, decorations.
Well, they allow all those things like on the altar, like I thought generally brahmachari.
No, not on the altar. No, decorations means not going to the altar and do the decorations.
Mm-hmm.
You make the flower arrangements and other things,
mm-hmm.
and the devotees will take up and put that inside.
Oh, wow.
It's a big thing.
Really.
It's like lots of devotees are involved. Russian devotees are so talented. So many devotees are so talented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day early in the morning, you know, like 30-40 devotees make the garlands.
Mm-hmm.
So many garlands, flowers. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
That devotion, that talent. And everything is going on so smoothly behind the scenes. Oh, all the devotees are the book distribution, book cleaning, lots of. And now I feel that whatever Mahaprabhu allowed, we did there in America, here, because of the physical, you know, condition, I cannot do much.
Mm-hmm.
I have arthritis too, that's why.
Mm.
Otherwise, so many services are there. We are connected to food distribution, you know, the sadham distribution. We go, chant Hare Krishna, we distribute the sadham to the villagers and school children, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not from the temple, but from the devotees' part. Many opportunities. Whoever is able. And, like Kirtan Seva or Gita Mela Seva, many sevas are there. People are volunteering and giving their time and service.
A big temple, it's easy to get lost, and you know how you can go about looking for services and things like that. So
it is true. By the mercy of the devotees, it happened. You cannot just say it and go there. No, it is true. It is true. All of a sudden, you cannot get anything. You have to be in the devotees' association. Then you express your desire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And these things are there. But during festivals, they, you know, come to you and say, you have little time, come to do some service. They know who is a devotee, who is a regular person. They know. By seeing you, they understand. So during the festival time, they need so much help from devotees.
True. It's always a festival there too.
Always.
Thank you, Mataji. You know, I'm just trying to live through you. That's why I'm asking these questions. So please pardon.
Come here.
Intruding. Yeah.
No, come.
Mataji, pray for all of us that one day when we retire from our responsibility, we also come Shitam Mayapur Dham, Shishi Vrindavan Dham, and Shau Sila Prabhupada Sila Gurudev, Yasdas Sarsana Padas Bhav. Please pray for all the Mataji.
Please pray for me too, so I can have devotional consciousness like you. This kind of consciousness is very, very wonderful consciousness. Just like you are so much eager and enthusiastic for service, I must also have. Pray for me. All right.
Okay, thank you so much, Savitri Mataji.
Thank you.
I just have one announcement for everyone. Today is the appearance day of our very dear Kaumodaki Mataji, and we are very, very fortunate to have her today with us on the call, and she's there each and every day in each and every class that happens in Bhakti Sangha. She's the mother of the call. So I request everyone to loudly chant Hare Krishna, and please always pray for Kaumodaki Mataji. And on this day, we also request Kaumodaki Mataji to shower her blessings on us so that we can progress in Krishna consciousness. So everyone can.
Beautiful.
It will be great on the call.
All right. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Hare,
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Siddham Vrindavan Dham, shower special mercy upon you, and all. Please give your mercy to all of us, Mataji. Pray for all of us also.
I am made of all of your mercies. So I can mercy to you.
Mataji, give me your shelter and mercy.
Yes, yes, Mataji, sing one Vaishnava Bhajana for all of us, please.
Oh, Vaishnava Bhajana. Actually, one Bhajana I was thinking when I was reading Mahaprabhu's, you know, wonderful gift, and Sanatan Goswami was saying that you are the Supreme, you are the speaker of Bhagavad, your mercy is everything. That time I was remembering one bhajan, let me sing that. Gaurango tumi more bayana chari ho, Gaurango tumi more bayana chari ho, Apuno Korea Ranga Charne Rakhiyo Gaurango Tumi Mure Jana Chari Ho Tomaro Charno Lagi Shabu Tiagino Shitalo Charano Paya Sharano Loi Ekule Okule Mui Dilu Tilanjali Rakhi More Apana Rubi Basude Boghoshovale Charone Doria Ripakuri Raku More Pado Chaya Dia Gaurango Tumi More Dhamma Chari Ho Gaurango Tumi More Dhamma Chari Ho. Translation. O Lord Gauranga, please do not neglect to show me your mercy. Making me your own very property, kindly keep me situated at the reddish soles of your feet. With the intention of attaining your feet, I have utterly renounced everything. Now I have taken full shelter of your soothing lotus feet. Whether I am related to this family lineage or that family lineage, I have completely abandoned them all. I beg you to mercifully keep me by your feet, calling me your own. Vasudev Ghosha says, since I have tightly grasped hold of your feet, please keep me here by always bestowing their soothing shade. Gauranga tumi more, dayana chari ho. Thank you so much.
Gauranga, Hari Bol, Gauranga,
Gauranga. Hari Bol, Jai Jai Nityananda, Jai Jai Gauranga. Komatiki Mataji, please sing one bhajan for all of us.
I also sang with Mataji.
What? You sang?
When you were singing, I also sang.
Oh, very nice. You know all the bhajans, I know that.
I don't know all the bhajans.
Mataji, yes.
Most of them. Hare Krishna, sing with me. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. All right, thank you so much. Thank you very much. So, can I now end the class? Hari Bol. Let's offer our basic.
Yes, Mataji, sure. Thank you all so much for joining. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Her great Savitri Mataji Ki Jai.
Gaur Bhaktavinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.
Hari
Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Very nice class, very moving song. Very, very nicely you sang, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hari Bol.
This, the third line, the third stanza, it also... Kunti Mata also prays like that. Shiver my attachment to the Pandusu or Vishnusu, both. Hare Krishna. I think everybody's left. Okay, Hare Krishna. I don't know, pranam to all of you. Hare Krishna.
Dandavat Kaumodiki Mataji, thank you so much. Thank you all so much, Mataji. Vanchakal Pataru. Wish you happy birthday again, Mataji. We'll end the call now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.